Beginning tomorrow, NPR's acclaimed StoryCorps program will begin recording conversations between citizens in the Tampa Bay area over the next month. The series has ran on NPR's Friday Morning Edition broadcast for 5 years now, and overall has collected over 20,000 stories. Whitney Henry Lester is with StoryCorps.
We're an oral history project dedicated to collecting the stories of everyday people like you and me. And our Airstream trailer is parked outside. It is a recording booth. And what happens is two people come up, people who know each other well, be it a parent and a child or a teacher and a student or two friends. And they have a 40-minute conversation about the moments that shaped their lives. At the end of the conversation, they get a CD copy of it. And with their permission, another copy gets archived in the Library of Congress.
StoryCorps in Ybor City is being sponsored by the Ybor City Museum Society, the Ybor City Development Corporation, the advertising firm Chappell Roberts, and WMNF Radio. Its mobile recording booth will be parked behind the Trey Amici Coffee House on 19th Street between 8th and 9th Avenues in the heart of Ybor City. Veronica Switek is from the Ybor City Development Corporation.
You know, the national exposure that this project brings Ybor City is priceless. It's a chance for us to showcase Ybor City, its unique culture, architecture, and also the vibrant community that we offer here. Thank you for being here in Ybor City. Please let us know whatever you need. And I can't wait to hear some of these stories that are going to be told.
The StoryCorps mobile recording studio begins taping conversations on Friday and then will break for the holidays after Monday, December 22nd. They then will resume recordings from January 5th to the 17th. Anna Walters is one of the facilitators with StoryCorps. She says that recording times in December are already booked up. For people interested in being recorded in January, they'll be able to sign up via their website, storycorps.net, beginning Friday morning at 10 a.m.
And spots fill up very fast. So if you're interested in participating, and again, there's no criteria, there's no selection, it's first come, first serve. It's just you go on the website. Well, the first step is to find a loved one or someone you know whose story you either want to tell or who you want to help you tell your story. Go on the website, sign up for a spot, or call our 1-800 number. Those spots, all those January spots, is the first two and a half weeks in January are going to be opening up tomorrow, and they're open for anyone and everyone.
And Walter says that it's probably good that those participating have a general idea of where they might want their 40-minute conversation to lead, but says it's also good to be open to improvisation.
Probably the best question to ask, obviously there's an opening question, like tell me about when you were little, but to me the best question is always, what happened then? And then, oh really? What next? And it's sort of drawing out that story that's beyond the first few sentences you usually get. So I think it's great to prepare some open-ended questions, but to remember that that the real magic moments, they happen in the follow-up. They happen in opening your heart and your ears to somebody else's experience.
Already poised to perform one of the first recordings is Fanny Green and her 15-year-old daughter, Daniela Green-Lemons. Ms. Green teaches theater at USF.
The success of what I'm able to teach is to get an actor to understand that human experience, you can never top that, and if we just are simple with it. And I grew up listening to stories. I didn't grow up with a lot of television because we were poor, and stories have always been with me, and it's what you have when you leave somebody or when they leave you.